This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right, halfway through, everything is okay. I always like it when everything's okay. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by Head Down Products, American Made. Born out of brutal, punishing trials. These are the weapons of Head Down. Employing CNC billet construction, Head Down products are both investments and tools meant for a lethal trade. With a lifetime warranty and bulletproof construction, Head Down products have changed the rules concerning both value and quality.
A new standard emerges in America today.
Go to HDFirearms.com. When these weapons enter the fight, the urge will be to keep their head down. Check them out, HDFirearms.com. They got one little AR-15 pistol that I've sort of got my eye on. Coming from the... Well, first of all, tonight on the show, we're going to... Let's see. We're going to have The World According to Second Call Defense with Sean Maloney, second hour. Third hour, we're going to have Rick Ector. Got to meet Rick Ector the other day in the chat room right now. Is Viper 3, who was another... We went out and had dinner. After a very long roundabout Garmin-induced scenic tour... Sean Maloney first, Rick Ector third, second. Sean Maloney first, second hour. Rick Ector second, third hour. Me first hour. So coming from the desk of John Farnham. Well, actually coming from the Book of the Five Rings, written in 1645 A.D. by Miyamoto Musashi. Warriors should not have favorite weapons. He said this at near the end of his life. And one of John Farnham's students recalled a valuable drill and knows now why Farnham includes it in his curriculum. Coming from their point of view, and I believe this is a woman, okay? But, you know, I'm not sure. Anyway, but if it is a woman, this is a woman with my voice. The narrative goes like this. Earlier this year, I was by myself in our remote mountain home. Shortly after midnight, I was wakened by our driveway alarm and dogs barking. Getting up to investigate, I saw headlights on our steep mountain approach heading in my direction. I observed for a few minutes as at least one car pulled below my drive and backed up. Very suspicious, as I was not expecting anyone. I own two pistols, and on this particular day, both were in the shop having sights installed. As a novice shooter, I only feel truly comfortable shooting my own guns. But my favorite guns were not available. So, my brain flashed back to my training with Vicky and the battlefield pickup drill, where we all handled and shot every gun present. This has to be the most valuable training exercise of my entire shooting life, although I didn't know it at the time. So thanks to that training, I knew it was possible that I could pick up whatever pistol was available and run it correctly and effectively. So, thus mentally equipped with this battlefield mentality, I retrieved my husband's 1911, which I had never shot, and then called 911. While I've never shot my husband's 1911 pistol, I was not afraid of it. I have shot other 1911 pistols, and I knew how to run them, even though they'll probably never be my favorite. I stood guard, observing headlights crisscrossing below my property, until police arrived. I was informed the next day that several people in the cars in question had been arrested as burglary suspects. No harm done, but as it turns out, the battlefield pickup drill was a perfect illustration in this incident. She has her regular pistols back now, and all is well, but she knows that she will never again have to think in terms of self-imposed limitations. I'll find a way to win, not look for an excuse to lose. There are certain fundamental principles that go along with any type of gun. Semi-automatics, you know, there's going to be, let's see, there's going to be three types of semi-automatics that you're going to encounter. Striker-fired, hammer-fired, and single-action. The hammer-fired will probably be double-action, single-action. Double-action first, trigger pull, single-action next, every other trigger pull after that. Knowing how to operate them comes in handy, depending on where you are and what may happen to you. So, this lesson that we get from Musashi, who was a samurai that never lost a duel, and he only ever fought duels, for the most part, with naked blades, although he did fight some with what they refer to as the bakken, which is a wooden sword, I think, which being hit in the head with one of those was not a party. In his day, he was a seasoned and exceptional fighter, the John Boyd of his time. He lived in a very dangerous place during a particularly dangerous era where the naive and unprepared seldom died of old age, which he did. He was a masterless samurai, a ronin, his entire life. It's nice that he wrote down valuable and hard-learned advice shortly before he died at the age of 61. He knew, as we do, that a favorite weapon is little more than an excuse to lose. And so the convenient absence of the favorite weapon, the fight is decided before it even starts. In his most famous duel, Musashi, who was 30 at the time, was challenged by an extremely famous swordsman, known and feared throughout the region. The confrontation was prearranged and took place on a beach. The challenger, waiting in full battle regalia, was astonished and disgusted when Musashi arrived late and barely dressed as if he had just woken up. He neglected even to bring his sword. Enraged and insulted, the challenger moved quickly to make short work of this impudent master. His overconfidence was his own doing. Musashi, using an oar from the boat in which he had just arrived, killed his hapless opponent in less than a minute, then paddled away with the same oar in the same boat. As it turned out, the challenger was completely outclassed, not even in the same league, and he paid one last time, and very dearly, for his miscalculation. Musashi was always ready. He never waited for perfect conditions. He never hesitated. So in John Farnham, who was an instructor of some high cred, in his honor, he put students through the battlefield pickup drill today with today's weapons so that his students absorb that ancient wisdom as well. From the day that we start picking weapons up and start trying to manipulate them and put them in play and actually use them for what they're intended to do, we begin a lifelong journey as an operator and a student of it, of the art. It's an art. And we can't help but develop preferences. And we all like some guns better than others, sometimes for good reasons and sometimes for no particular reason at all. But at least none we can, they're hard to articulate. So no matter. We must love and be familiar with all of them and never look upon the invariable absence of perfect conditions as some kind of limitation upon our ability to gain victory. It doesn't matter what you have. It matters what you do. It doesn't matter whether you feel like this is the favorite weapon is a crutch. It's a crutch. The weapon is what's between your ears. Everything else is a tool for you to employ. The key to success is going to be realizing that and then putting that into play. Very important stuff. The other most important thing, though, is this, and we attribute this to Anonymous, okay, but it's a very good quote. The road of life is paved with flattened squirrels who couldn't make a decision. That's worth everything you just paid. We'll be right back.
fusion between man and weapon. This is S3F Solutions. S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shake the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds downrange in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms. Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at Emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, pack flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at Emberlit.com.
At Qatar, Mark Farner. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. Make sure I got this turned down the right level. Last time when I was talking about where the show was brought to you by, did I almost kill you with cacophonic shock?
Ben is actually in the bathroom.
Well, Tom, did I almost kill you with cacophonic shock in the last segment?
No, you did not.
That's always good. I don't want to kill any of my board helpers.
I prefer being alive, not killed. So
I like that too. Anyway, this portion of the show brought to you by Head Down Products.
American made.
born out of brutal, punishing trials.
These are the weapons of Head Down.
Employing CNC billet construction, Head Down products are both investments and tools meant for a legal trade. With a lifetime warranty and bulletproof construction, Head Down products have changed the rules concerning both value and quality.
A new standard emerges in America today.
Go to HDFirearms.com. When these weapons enter the fight, the urge will be to keep their head down.
Check them out, HDFirearms.com. Some highly innovative stuff at a very good price point. Okay, for the first time in a very long time, well, probably in my lifetime anyway, instead of having a modern-day politician running as a Republican, we have an entrepreneur, an experienced businessman. Business people approach the world and their role in it in ways much different than do politicians, because they have to actually produce something. This brings a refreshing change to the conduct of politics, one that optimistically could be beneficial to the country. It can also be something of a problem for Trump's candidacy whenever he is scrutinized by the mainstream political commentators, because they don't know how to talk to him. And they're going to make presumptions, and they're going to ask him questions that are interesting. A business person candidate challenged to conform to orthodox political wisdom is rather automatically disadvantaged for several reasons. Interviewers in the media will bring the prevailing political perspective, which is status quo. That's the part to keep in mind. They're bringing the status quo. They're liberal in most cases. 9 times out of 10, they're going to be liberal. So they're going to be attacking him because he's a Republican. And at the same time, it's going to be all about the status quo, which is nothing. Status quo is nothing. Nothing moves. The chains don't move up and down the field at all. Now, because the candidate does not fit the conventional political behavior mold in many important respects, those irrelevant questions lead to answers that often do not make sense within the interviewer's worldview, because they're all based upon results. They're all based on problem solving. Audiences are likely to be entirely unaware of the conventional political subtext that is coming with the interview and the commentary. So what they see and remember is a candidate who doesn't quite answer the questions correctly or meaningfully in the status quo method. And they need not have anything malicious either. Widespread ignorance of practical business and market-oriented thinking among political pundits leaves them totally not equipped to understand and so fairly reflect the positive potential and new possibilities of an unconventional candidate. Even among those in the media who have the knowledge and the ability to bring out a deeper understanding of a business candidate's perspective, there's rarely enough interview time to achieve very much more than a superficial take. And what you get, what you see coming out of this, is this: a lot of this has to do with why Trump says some of the things he says and the way he says them, because he knows that these guys are coming at him from a biased perspective. Now, here's some of the complaints about Trump. He does not have a plan for and name any issue. He doesn't have a plan for any issue. That's a routine expectation of all political candidates. Normally, we're lied to about this. We're told that this is this way or that way. And tell us how you will solve a subject problem. And in response, they prepare a detailed position paper and talk at length about the government programs that he/she will bring to bear, and that they know how to solve this problem. The government is usually the best vehicle for achieving improvements, and further, that the proposed improvement plan or program will actually work in the real world. Business people know better. Working a solution to a problem of any significance is usually a meandering journey that must be managed continuously, one that accepts learnings along the way, is guided by facts and experience, and adjusts and adapts to new information en route. It's a work in progress. Problem-solving exercise properly conducted in this way is able to accommodate the unanticipated, can we say, Obamacare, often leading to a new and better understanding of the original problem that consequently delivers a better solution. Then we have Trump has changed his views on name it. Because business people deal with a fluid situation. They're going to change their mind. Things change. What was true 5 minutes ago is not true in 5 minutes. Therefore, they're going to change their mind. This is the real world. We're not talking about conviction. We're talking about execution, and we're talking about action, which we don't have any of in government today, except for just going meandering really slowly, you know, towards the tyrannical moment where we have to pick things up and start going pew-pew at them. Then they say Trump's principles are fluid. Well, we're not talking principle here. I just said that. We're not talking principle. We're talking action. We're talking accommodating. We're talking adapting. Then Trump is not focused on the important issues of the day. This says more about the commentator than it does about what they're saying about him. And it illuminates an essential but often overlooked characteristic of the political landscape. Politicians need a constant stream of problems in today's world to justify their very existence and secure their reelection. Without problems, they're not needed. And enough genuine problems cannot be found, they will invent them. At the same time, some problems of major importance to the country simply will not be tackled by politicians for the related reason that touching them threatens their existence and reelection, like the budget, like the deficit, like the debt, like the entitlements. The business leader's perspective, on the other hand, is narrow, frugal, and focused. The essential fact of business is that there's only so much time in a day and only so much money to go around. And this means making choices and setting priorities and working incremental progress while leaving less important matters for another time. A career politician doesn't know any limits. There are no limits for him. A businessman knows that there are limits. He knows that there is a fence from which he has to operate. And, this is not intended as a defense of Donald Trump. Donald Trump is a successful businessman. He has solved problems throughout his entire career. Sometimes not correctly, but he's out there always doing something. If you're not making mistakes, you're not taking action. We can hardly do worse. We can hardly do worse. Like I said, I think that he's going to club Clinton like a baby seal. We'll be right back.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's called the Transcend Mini CPAP, and right now you can try it risk-free for 10 days by calling 1-800-945-9289. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day at-home trial. 1-800-945-9289. That's 1-800-945-9289.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health issuing company and other factors. Not available in all states.
All right. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion is brought to you by Head Down Products.
American made. Born out of brutal, punishing trials.
These are the weapons of Head Down.
Employing CNC billet construction, Head Down products are both investments and tools meant for a legal trade. With a lifetime warranty and bulletproof construction, Head Down products have changed the rules concerning both value and quality.
A new standard emerges in America today.
Go to HDFirearms.com. When these weapons enter the fight, the urge will be to keep their head down.
Check them out. Check them out. 96.2% of all mass shootings between January of 1998 and December of 2015 have taken place in so-called gun-free zones, despite what Jared Morgan of Guns.com says. By the way, in relation to me calling Guns.com an anti-gun website, I have put an offer to Guns.com for Jared to come on the show. I have not received an answer yet. However, I will say this. I think the website is being directed in a different direction other than, shall we say, an impartial one. So I stand by my declaration. I've seen plenty of articles on there. I saw them today. Saw plenty of articles on there today that seem pro-gun. But if you're going to be impartial, that is a documentary style. That's where you say, and then there are 5 days in the week. But some people say there are four. However, evidence suggests five. What do you think? It's not getting out there and saying, well, it's propped up by these people who are this kind of an advocate. And then put out the other side as being gospel, which is exactly what that article where the article was, can Trump end the gun-free zone? And just looking at it verbatim, it's anti-gun. It is anti-gun. So anybody that might be listening at guns.com, you have an open invitation to come on and debate me about the vernacular used in that article and why it slipped out and how you claim any veneer of impartiality. Okay? Okay. Anyway, 96.2% of all the mass shootings have taken place in gun-free zones where public and private entities forbade the open and or concealed carry of firearms. Almost all of them have passed without anyone suing to hold the site of the mass shooting responsible for poor security. That has now changed. The survivors of a 2015 mass shooting outside of Colorado Springs Planned Parenthood are suing Planned Parenthood for not having adequate security in place to protect staff and patrons of the facility. You can't get that good. That kind of good you just can't have. You can't go after the liberals, darling. And, you know, for something like that. I couldn't have written that. And unfortunately, we had to have a shooting there, but the people responding the way they are, that's stupendous. Victims of the November attack at the Colorado Springs Planned Parenthood have filed a lawsuit against the clinic and its parent company, alleging that the shooting was both predictable and preventable. The lawsuit, which was filed in Denver District Court on Friday, alleges that given the long history of violent acts and threats at clinics, Planned Parenthood should have known that an attack was likely at the Colorado Springs facility, or at any one of them at any given time. Given that knowledge, Planned Parenthood failed to provide adequate security and did not alert people at the clinic that they were at risk of injury or death. They failed to have an armed security guard at the clinic at the time of the shooting, according to the lawsuit. That shooting, if you remember, was not to shoot up the Planned Parenthood building, but to use the building as cover by the shooter. They also did not have adequate fencing or secured entry points. They failed to train employees and did not provide video monitoring of the areas at the clinic. Some Planned Parenthood facilities provide better security than others, the complaint said. Plaintiff's attorney Kirk McCormick used the Denver clinic, which has wrought iron fences, as an example. And, you know, it sounds pretty. Planned Parenthood should have known of the consequences of their delay, failure, and decision to not implement appropriate security measures to protect the plaintiffs and their families, according to the complaint. They were probably there. All the women were there for health care. You know, they go, women go to Planned Parenthood because they provide health care. And you'd be a fool and a communist to think otherwise. I'm sure they go there and have their backs looked at and their knees and sinus headaches, and just everything. They're not there to just suction out babies. This is going to be a very interesting case to watch, because it argues that the Planned Parenthood long history of being a target for violence makes it culpable for providing both much more robust security at the site and warnings to clients that merely visiting on one of the facilities substantially increases their likelihood of being attacked. If the suit is successful, it would seem to open the floodgates to lawsuits anytime there was a gun-free zone attack that wasn't equipped with armed guards and controlled access points and other security measures. I've often wondered why, like in Sandy Hook, they're going after Bushmaster. Why aren't they going after the government of Connecticut? Why aren't they going after the federal government? Why aren't they going after the school system? All a spree shooter can do, all a mass shooter can do, is come to the world and live in it. And when you provide him with a world, he's going to occupy it. He's coming. Many companies prohibit concealed and or open carry, but do not provide armed security. If an attack happens in these establishments, those injured in the attack and the families of those who did not survive should be, they should sue them. They should sue them for every dime they've got. And this should hold true for both public and government-owned facilities. The group of Sandy Hook families would have a much more compelling case if they sued the Newtown School District for having flimsy glass doors and no armed school resource officers on site that they do suing the manufacturer of a firearm, which was purchased legally and then acquired by the shooter via matricide. Hundreds of attacks on schools have been documented since the Enoch Brown School massacre in 1764. The research models from the Homeland Security Institute show that having armed SROs backstopped by faculty and staff with concealed weapons is by far the fastest way to end an attack on a school with a minimal loss of life. So perhaps the only way to get rid of gun-free zones is to make lawsuits against them so incredibly draining that companies and public entities are forced to make an economic decision to abandon them. I think this is a no-brainer. I don't understand why this isn't already happening. I don't understand why we're not talking about it in past tense. How many people? I mean, Virginia Tech. 32 dead. Umpqua College. What was it, 9? So, having said all of that, here's my biggest question. Why does this continue to happen? And why is it they always focus on the gun instead of the enablers? And this is why I got to tell you, even with my buddy Raven in here, I don't think he'll give me too much. When I look at some place and they say they're a gun-free zone, which is an option in South Carolina, if they don't have somebody like Raven standing guard, I'm either going to carry in there and it's concealed so you won't know, or I'm just not going to go. But one way or the other, nothing of mine is out there in the wind. We'll be right back.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Vaping enthusiasts, head to VaporPalace.com. Choose from over 150 flavors and a selection of exclusive private stock vapor liquid you won't find anywhere else. New flavors are added every month, and our customer service is unbeatable. VaporPalace.com offers 15% off all vapor liquid on Fridays and get 10% off every order with coupon code VAPOR10 at checkout. Combine the codes on Fridays for 25% off. The ultimate destination for the vaping enthusiast, VaporPalace.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Suffering from illness or disease?
Frequently in pain?
Overstressed?
Always tired?
The solution is to oxygenate your cells because
disease cannot survive in an oxygen-rich environment.
Introducing Vital Ion, the first mineralized edible oxygen in the world. Go to toolsforfreedom.com and get the Miracle of Oxygenation DVD free with any Vital Ion purchase. Call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802. Let Vital Ion edible oxygen be your daily fountain of youth.
From the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Head Down Products.
American made. Born out of brutal, punishing trials.
These are the weapons of Head Down.
Employing CNC billet construction, Head Down products are both investments and tools meant for a legal trick. With a lifetime warranty and bulletproof construction, Head Down products change the rules concerning both value and quality.
A new standard emerges in America today.
Go to HDFirearms.com. When these weapons enter the fight, the urge will be to keep their head down.
Check them out at Head Down Products. Back to Donald Trump, you know, him being president might have sort of a salutary effect. It might demystify an office that has become swollen with inappropriate powers and swaddled in a pretentious discordant with the Republic's ethic of simplicity. President, you know, the retreat from this presidential grandiosity would be advanced if the new president, the 45th president, delivered the following inaugural address. I give this to you for your consideration. My fellow Americans, brevity is not only the soul of wit and the essence of lingerie. It is on occasion such as this polite. You who are arrayed in front of me, losing the feeling in your feet as you stand on the frozen mall, should be spared a long soliloquy by someone who, as a presidential candidate, inflicted on you an excruciating amount of talk. Besides, you have hired me only to administer one of our three branches of government and only for 4 years. So let's avoid unseemly excitement about today's routine transfer of power. Years ago, Dallas Cowboy Dwayne Thomas said this about another recurring extravaganza, the Super Bowl. He asked, if it's the ultimate game, how come they're playing it again next year? I may ask Mr. Thomas to be my press secretary if I decide to have one. I will probably not have one because I hope weeks will pass without having to bother you with reminders of my existence. Weeks during which there will be nothing much of importance to hear about, or about me as I go about the humdrum business of seeing that laws enacted here on Capitol Hill are faithfully executed. In the next 4 years, beloved entertainers will die. Local law enforcement disputes will occur. March Madness will come and go. And I will have nothing to say about any of those things because they are unrelated to my duties, which do not include serving as national pastor cum pundit. As is traditional at the conclusion of these remarks, I shall eat lunch in the Capitol with Congress, but before doing this, I shall pay a tribute to Congress, which the Constitution's Article 1 establishes as the first branch of government. My tribute will be to delay joining its members for the 10 minutes or so it will take to sign a stack of executive orders nullifying most executive orders issued by my predecessor. He used them to wield executive power to institute policies and alter laws that properly should be initiated by Congress. This will be enough business for day one of my first 100 days. And I promise you this, on the 100th day of my administration, America will be pretty much indistinguishable from what it is today. Would you, my overexcited countrymen, really want it any other way? Would you really want to live in a nation that can be substantially changed in a matter of a few months by a hyperactive government? For efficiency and to minimize unnecessary folder roll, I am going to take a minute right now to deliver my first and last State of the Union address. This one sentence. Things are much better than they once were. Slavery, gone. The Oregon Trail, replaced by the interstate highway system. But things could be better. There. Wasn't that less disagreeable than the annual midwinter primetime pep rally that presidents stage because the Constitution's blurry mandate that the president shall from time to time give the Congress information about the country's condition? How quaint. As though Congress is interested in information. After today's lunch, Congress shall try nibbling at the edges of our problems, many of which Congress created to please you, the clamorous people. To you, I say, we have nothing to fear but your insufficient fear of what has been done on your behalf and at your behest. In the 2016 contest of opinion through which we have passed, Thomas Jefferson's decorous description at his first inauguration of the ferocious 1800 campaign, a trillion words were spoken, approximately none about the public's appetite for unfunded government entitlement programs. If you want the United States to be Puerto Rico, writ large, or even worse, Illinois, just stay the course you are on. In words that Lincoln spoke at his first inauguration, the nation's fate is in your hands, my dissatisfied fellow countrymen, and not in mine. I think that would do the trick. Shootings are up 50% in Chicagoland, or Chirac as they call it, and I think they better be expecting a bloody summer. This past weekend they had another spring of shootings that left 5 people dead and 40 wounded between Friday and Monday. A city employee caught up in a gang crossfire was among 5 people killed and 40 more wounded in shootings across Chicago between Friday afternoon and Monday morning. The Chicago Police Department issued a statement Sunday in the middle of one of the most consistently warm weekends of the spring, as intensified city gun violence typically accompanies rising temperatures. As we look toward the summer months, they said, Superintendent Johnson has made it very clear that the violence will not be tolerated, period. The cause of the violence traces back decades, and everyone has a role to play in fixing it. Police working with parents, judges, residents, clergy, community leaders, and others. Put simply, we need more values, fewer guns, and stronger sentences against violent offenders. On Monday alone, 11 people were wounded in shootings across the city. On May 21st, shootings killed 1 person and wounded 7 in a 90-minute period. The Chicago Tribune reported that 1,382 people have been shot so far this year in Chicago. 244 have been killed, and that the city is witnessing levels of violence associated with summer months. With the number of shootings up 50% from last year, wait till the summer gets here. Memorial Day weekend is coming up, which most, like most holiday weekends in Chicago, is maligned by bloodshed. This past Mother's Day was the most violent weekend the city has seen since last September. Last year's Memorial Day weekend ended with 12 people killed and 44 wounded in various shootings. Expect that to go up by 50%. So you'll be looking at 18 and 66. 18 killed, 66 wounded. That's just because of the trends right now. I don't know what they expect. Getting out there and destroying a family structure, whether it's black, white, plaid, it doesn't matter. When all you've got for the young men is to go join a gang because they're going to try to look for somebody to take them in, somebody to accept them, somebody to love them, and the gang is the only one there to do it, that's what's going to happen. And, you know, they're going to be loyal, and they're going to do whatever the gang says. And getting out there and saying, well, violence will not be tolerated, that doesn't do anything. That does nothing. I don't know. It's an interesting thing. But all that notwithstanding, look for it to be bad this coming weekend. It's going to be bad there this coming weekend. Now, coming up next, the only person I didn't get to meet, the one person I went to meet the most at the NRA convention was Sean Maloney of Second Call Defense. And Sean was so busy doing seminars that I never got to meet him. But coming up next will be The World According to Second Call Defense with Sean Maloney. That's coming up next. Then coming up third hour, we're going to talk pure urban self-defense with Rick Ector from Legally Armed in Detroit. One of the chat room people right now, Viper 3, he was there. We went out and had dinner, and hanging out with Rick is a hoot. But, I mean, sitting there listening to the man laugh and dealing with him, you know he's a deadly dude anyway. Coming up next, Sean Maloney, Second Call Defense. This is Lock and Load.
Time is life situation. Do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pileski of the Pileski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.